Leading up to Easter, this past Wednesday night, I began speaking about a story in the Bible that's oftentimes overlooked. We just kind of breeze through it. We read through it real fast. But this stuck out to me. When Jesus was carrying the cross to Calvary, in the crowd that day, they singled out a man by the name of Simeon, or Simon of Cyrene. Out of everybody else, they picked him and said, "We want you to come and help Jesus of Nazareth shoulder and bear up this cross." I spoke about unexpected crosses that come our way. How that many times a tragedy may hit from out of nowhere, or a sickness or a doctor's report can come all of a sudden. We're not expecting it. Crosses that we have to bear that we're not planning on. There's a lot of crosses we have to bear that we plan on. Amen. We know living in this time, there's some hardships we have to endure, but those unexpected ones are the toughest. Simon is in the crowd. The day before, he has no idea that he's going to be asked to do this. And all of a sudden, out of the crowd, he's singled out. I want you to know today, whatever heavy load you're carrying and bearing today, Jesus carried it first. Jesus carried it. If it's sickness, disease, cancer, financial, whatever, Jesus has already carried it first. Jesus was carrying that cross first by himself, and then Simon was chosen to come and help him with it. Number two, whatever burden you're carrying today, you're not alone. Jesus is carrying it with you, the shouldering it with you. Praise God. Anybody, does that make anybody feel better and relieved today? It does me, that I'm not carrying this burden I've got by myself today, but I've got Jesus walking beside me, helping me. Hallelujah. You got to understand today also that whatever this burden that you're going through is, it's linked to your destiny. The cross was linked to Jesus' destiny. The place, Calvary, Golgotha, he would get there carrying that cross, be hung on that cross, but he would die for your sin and my sin, shed his blood, and on the third day, rise again. That was his destiny. But there had to be a cross to carry. He had to go through that. And whatever you're going through today is linked to your purpose. It's linked to where you're going. It's linked to your destiny. So keep on carrying it. Keep on taking one more step. Keep on praying. Jesus is there with you. There were several points that I made, but this is the last one I'm going to make. And this one touched me. Simon had no idea he was going to be asked to do this. He could have said no. There was many others in the crowd that day. He could have flat out refused, "I'm not doing it, get somebody else." And if he had, he would have missed his destiny and his purpose to be used for one of the greatest, most important days of history, to be a part of the plan. But you know what really got me was in that crowd, and I think out of the four Gospels, only one of them mentions this. Simon had two sons with him that day. I believe their names were Rufus and Alexander. And I have never, ever even thought about this. Those two kids were with him, and they saw everything that happened that day. They saw Jesus of Nazareth carrying the cross under the weight of it. They saw them beating him and spitting on him and hollering at him. And they saw them call their dad's name out of the crowd to come. And they saw a father in their life that accepted the call and said, "Yes, I'll do it." And they watched with probably tears in their eyes and proudness, "That's my dad." And he helped Jesus carry that load. Simon was a part of a very stressful situation that day. Can you imagine how horrible that was? The pressure, the stress, and Simon was right there next to Jesus, and as they're cursing him and whipping him, and he's right there in the midst of the heat and the pressure of the moment. It would have been easy for him to say, "Jesus, I can't do this," and fled, but his sons were watching. What's Dad's response going to be? How's Dad going to handle this? Is he going to step up? Is he going to endure? Is he going to serve? That got me, because I've got two kids. And they've watched this dad and this leader and this pastor for probably 30 years of his life be in ministry. And I'm not saying this, I'm just being transparent. You're my family today. I'm just being transparent. You know me, you know other ministers, leaders, and your leaders. You know that there's always a cross to bear. There's burdens that weigh you down that you got to tote. And for 30 years, I've felt those things off and on. And at times, my own children have probably looked at me and said, "Why is he so heavy? Why does he seem worn out all the time and miserable?" And it got me. I don't want people to look at me that way. I don't want my children to see me that way. I'm real. Yes, ministry's hard. Life is hard. Life is full of hardships. Life is full of valleys. Life is full of tough decisions. Life is full of unexpected crosses to bear. But what I want my church to remember me by, what I want my children and family to remember me by, is my dad or our pastor or our leader accepted the call and the challenge, and he stepped up and he said, "Yes, I will." And he did it with passion. He did it with fire. He didn't back down. He didn't complain. He didn't murmur. He didn't blame somebody else. And I don't want to ever have the other effect, that they see me beat up and worn out and fussing and blaming everybody else and blaming God. That's not a testimony. That'll cause children and people to never want to dart the doors of the church again. And that's why we've lost so many over the years. What are we going to do when the heat and the pressure's on? We're going to hold our head up, and God, if it's an unexpected burden I've got to bear, I'm ready. Go with me, walk with me, help me, give me the victory, and help me not to complain, help me to not get bitter, help me, because my children are watching, my church is watching, my family's watching. That message ripped my heart at the core this week. I'm preaching to me. Because unexpected crosses are no fun. They're heavy. They wear you down. But I don't want to portray and have the testimony of woe is me and my God's not big enough to help me. I want to throw my head back and say, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to go through. It's part of the plan. It's part of my story. It's part of my destiny. I may be in the valley right now up under something, but bless God, I see a mountaintop I'm going to. God's got a purpose. There's a victory. And as Jesus and Simon went together up that hill to a cross called Calvary on the hill, oh come on, how many knows there was victory on top of that mountain today, that day, praise the Lord, because Jesus set his face to it. And Simon said, I'm going to help shoulder it. And while he did, he influenced the next generation not to give up and quit, but to keep going. I don't know why I felt like sharing that again today, but somebody needs to hear it, because you're under the pressure of something now. The heat. God has spoken twice and confirmed he knows where you're at. He's got you today. You got to keep your eyes on him today. It's going to be all right. And don't forget, people are watching you. How you react to pressure, how you react to storms, they're watching you. They're watching me. Let's keep the faith, church. Troubles and trials are going to come, but let's keep the faith. Let's speak life and not death. Let's speak victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. I promise you, it's going to be worth it all. You know what? I've made up my mind. I believe God can give me victory over things right now. He's got the power. Paul asked him 2-3 times, but he didn't, because God had a different plan than Paul. And I've decided, Brother Daniel, if I get the victory today, next week, or if I don't get it on this earth before the Lord calls me home, I will get the victory when I get there. We just got to hold on a little longer. Victory is coming in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, give God a good praise if you believe that today. Hallelujah.